gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
Ah, yes, it's time for that report you've been waiting for. Everybody's talking about The Last Dance.
So good.
The finale was last night. My three takeaways. Number one, okay. Michael Jordan, the ultimate winner.
Yes.
Number two, the ultimate clutch player.
Okay.
Number three, what makes him great probably is the same thing that made him a jerk, you know?
So is it safe to say that you want to be like Mike?
I don't want to be like Mike.
Okay.
But I was inspired by Mike.
Okay.
And I appreciate Mike.
Me too.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, watching this has really showed me the whole, just the whole depth of the man and what went into it. What has stuck with me is how he cried when people said, you know, kind of criticized how he acted as teammates or whatever, because you just got the sense all you wanted to do was win. But, you know, I mean, life is a little bit more than that, too.
And speaking of Michael Jordan, his Air Jordan, his Jordans went for a record $560,000 in an auction.
Oh, my gosh.
This is that model. Now, see, this is the crazy part. Somebody listening had this iconic 1985 pair.
Wow.
I've never owned a pair of Jordans.
You haven't?
Maybe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh Christmas man. List.
Yeah, but I do have wide feet, though.
Okay.
You know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
They don't fit right. Anyway, Russell Wilson not allowed to attend the ultrasound with Ciara. No, it wasn't her baby daddy, future blocking.
Yeah.
It was this doggone coronavirus.
I mean, those are the things you don't think about, though.
Yeah.
You can't go in there with
you
the whole group.
You go in there and take a picture. Yeah. No, you're not, sir. Oh. Outside. But you can go to the hardware store if you like. It's weird. It's kind of, these rules are kind of weird.
Right.
You can go to certain places, but certain places you can't.
Right.
With your mask on.
Yeah.
And you're in a hospital with people with masks on.
Well,
anyway.
We just hope Ciara has a beautiful, healthy baby. We know she will.
Exactly. And lastly, Shaq says he won't be watching the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is actually inducting many of his friends, including Kobe,
yeah.
Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan. But he says he Why just not? Can't. He said he can't. He said, at the end of the day, my scale of sadness is about a 2, but it was a 10.
Yeah.
And if I watch it, I'll be back down to 7, 8, 9. So I just can't do it.
I
love him,
yeah.
But I can't do it. It's too emotional.
Too soon.
And I get it. And that's something that we did see with Kobe. You saw black men being emotional,
right.
and showing it. It was a rare time.
Right.
And nothing wrong with that. That keeps us healthy.
Yeah.
Let it out.
Aw, Shaq. Yeah, we still miss you, Kobe.
We definitely do. That is the AMPM Entertainment Report. Coming up, Dr. Clark's going to join us and talk about what's going on with this COVID situation. That's on the way right here on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.